I'm standing here in the Speaker's lobby just off the House chamber with Congressman Luis Gutierrez, Democrat of Chicago. He was undecided, firmly undecided, on the health care reform bill before. He's just announced that he's a yes, and we're here to talk about why. Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. You were a pretty firm no on the Senate health care bill, and now you're a yes. How come you've changed?
I said that I was ready to enter into discussions, into conversations and dialogue, both with the president and his staff. We began those last Thursday. I think that the president has made enough of a renewed commitment to bring new energy and vigor to comprehensive immigration reform. Some of those steps, I think we've already seen them come to fruition. You can check the website. There's an outline of a bill, Lindsey Graham and Schumer. I think you can see the response of the White House to that. We asked them to be enthusiastic. They are. It's out. You can get a copy from the White House. It says we're pushing for, and the president is renewed. There will be other similar events that we expect to unfold in the coming hours and days and weeks that will lead us, hopefully, to an opportunity to have an up-and-down vote on comprehensive immigration reform.
So that as we see all these moves in the coming days, weeks, and months on comprehensive immigration reform, you're saying we can look at those and say, aha, this is how they convinced Gutierrez to come over to yes on health care, because they're doing this.
Well, what I said was that the immigration debate was part and parcel of the health care proposal. And let me just stipulate, because most of you saw it, I wasn't the one that pivoted left while I spoke to the nation and to the Congress and said no illegal aliens will get 1 cent out of this. I wasn't the one that issued a press statement, a policy saying even if with your own money you cannot access the exchange with your own money and no government subsidy if you're here illegally. That was the White House that took those steps. So, you know, let's put it to you. They began a process and a debate and a discussion. I think we engaged them in that discussion, and things are unfolding well.
So you're satisfied with the response?
Yeah, look. I always said that my concerns were concerns. You can check my concerns, that the resolution of my concerns would never be limited to the text of the bill. I said that on numerous occasions. And that I always saw this as an opportunity at a macro level to deal with comprehensive immigration reform. Look, this is their response. I think it's a genuine response. I think it's one that's going to allow us to fashion the kind of working relationship and the kind of bond that is going to be necessary between this presidency and both the House and the Senate to get it done so that he can be a successful president. I want him to be successful.
You expect the whole Hispanic caucus to be on the yes side?
I can tell you, there was a meeting of the Hispanic Congressional Caucus. There was a proper quorum. There was a proper motion made, and we've adopted it. Okay? That's all I can say.
Is that binding?
Well, what's binding in this place? Are you kidding?
Right.
You know, you see that corner over there where I can't see someone? That's about as binding as sometimes things are. You know, when I'm out of sight or out of mind or out of earshot, something else might change in this place. I can tell you, mine is binding. I can tell you Nidia's is binding. I can tell you Javier, and I can tell you Jose Serrano, and I can tell you the immense majority of members of the Hispanic Congressional Caucus. It's binding. And I think we may, you could have talked to them earlier. Many of them were undecided, and I think they're coming, they've gone from undecided to yes. I always work within the context of a group. You know, I didn't have a Kucinich moment where I had my own press conference and told her, although I think I could have. And I think most of you would have attended and would have been happy to attend. I've always worked within the context of those. When I went to the White House, I didn't go alone. I went with the Hispanic caucus. When we met with Valerie Jarrett last night, we met as a caucus. When we met with Janet Napolita, we met as a caucus. Last in June, when we met with the president. I've always worked and met. Maybe the first time I've actually had a conversation with the president alone was today at the rope line when we went for the swearing in.
All right.
Where we got to kind of shake hands and say, I got to tell him before the press conference I was voting for, and he got to reaffirm that he was going to work hard on immigration reform. That took all of 15 seconds because we trust each other today.
In the Chicago style, I'm glad to hear it.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.